You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Members of the New Zealand Resident Doctors Association have vowed to strike for a fifth time this year. The four-day strike will occur mid-April. It's in response to a hardening of the DHB's position in negotiations. Both parties are to meet on the 5th of April for mediation in an attempt to solve the dispute. Lachlan spoke with NZRDA Senior Advocate David Munro about the strike action, first asking why the union voted for a fifth round of strikes.
The failure of the mediated bargaining on the 7th of March, and there have been a couple of ballots since then, and of course the intervention of the events in Christchurch 2 weeks ago did prevent us issuing strike notices at that time, precisely because of the tragedy for the whole country. We balloted again, and the RMOs are decisively in favour of taking strike action for those 4 days before Easter.
And what have these negotiations been about? So is it just pay? Is it also conditions?
Pay is not really an issue, which is unusual for a dispute that's become so bitter. The main issue is simply retaining provisions in the collective agreement that exist and protect the resident doctors, and also maintaining and protecting the safer hours that they fought for 2 years ago. And there was strike action, you'll recall, then to achieve safer hours, and the DHBs are wanting to change the multi-employer collective agreement in such a way that they could water down or take those safer hours away. So RMO is very, very determined not to see us slipping back on progress that we've made in previous bargaining.
And what form will the strike take?
It's a full withdrawal of labour at all 19 DHBs excluding Canterbury.
Do you feel that the DHBs are attending these mediations with resident doctors in good faith?
We have to trust that they come along in good faith. Both parties are obliged to do that. The fact of the matter is that they've got a very intransigent position. We've actually, because of that intransigence, also applied for facilitation on the basis that we've reached points in the negotiations where it seems as if not much progress can be made unless the DHBs are prepared to sort of step into the compromise territory that our bargaining team put up in the meetings prior to the 7th. So this does seem to be a hardening on the behalf of the DHBs. They're in fact opposing our application for facilitation with the Employment Relations Authority. But we do go back to mediated bargaining at the direction of the authority next Friday. And we're hoping very much that the DHBs can see their way to getting into some sort of compromise territory.
And this is the fifth strike this year. What do you think will change after this one that hasn't changed after the previous four?
I think our assessment is that the DHBs have been trying to exploit what they see as an opportunity to make some gains that they have sought in fairness for many years. And it's been up to the RMOs to demonstrate that the provisions in the agreement are indeed very precious to them. You're right, there's been 8 days of strike action already. This will add to that another 4 days. And we expect that the message will get through to what we don't believe are all the chief executives. We believe that there's a number of chief executives who are sort of doing the hang tough line. And we expect that if they see the determination of this workforce at some stage, they will move into compromise mode.
And has the Minister of Health weighed in at all?
No, the Minister of Health is notable by his absence. We actually had a number of resident doctors attend a public meeting that the Minister was at on Tuesday and asked directly the question about why is he omitted to get involved. He said that as Minister it's not his place to do so, but the opportunity slipped by to then question further about the fact that he was happy to intervene in the nurses' dispute last year. And so what is good for nurses, why is that not also good for doctors? So, we're very disappointed. We think the Minister is absent on this one and needs to step up and show some leadership and get some instructions through to his DHB CEs to take a more reasonable approach of bargaining.
You're hoping that strike action might sort of spur him to intervene?
There's always that hope and expectation that strike action will sort of galvanise some change in action in all of the moving parts in a dispute like this. And certainly taking junior doctors out of New Zealand's hospitals for four whole days clearly will have quite a dramatic impact on waiting lists, because as you know, the public can never be at risk. The law ensures that life-preserving services are in place, so emergency departments, ICU, all of that will continue and people don't die or suffer disability. But of course, it's more and more pressure on a health system that's under enough pressure as it is. We need to get this settled.
And as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there is sort of another collective agreement, I think, through another union that's kind of happening at the same time. Is that correct?
Yes, I think that's part of why this dispute has got so hard. And the Minister made that clear, actually, at the meeting on Tuesday. He said there is another union now with another collective agreement. It covers a very small number of resident doctors compared to the now expired RDA maker, and it's an inferior settlement. And I think that the DHB has been hanging tough to try and force the RDA members to accept a settlement similar to what's been done with the Stones Union Surgical Trainees of New Zealand. But as they are learning, the RMOs are determined and they're not going to settle for a second rate agreement.
Ideally, what's the ideal coming out of this? What would you like to see happen after this round of strikes?
Well, we'd always rather that we got to a settlement before the strikes. The notice has gone today. It's a 14-day notice. We have mediated bargaining next Friday. The following Thursday, the Employment Authority will decide whether we meet the criteria to be granted facilitation. And over those 14 days, there's always the opportunity for parties to talk and see if they can get to some sort of accommodation. But I think that there needs to be a change of heart in the employer camp. And I think that probably does need to be led from ministerial level. And we're just going to have to wait and see whether the minister steps up to that.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.